To all our students that attend Madrasa Dawatul Haq Hamzinto, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a humble request and something being presented to you for my and your protection. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Firstly, just a reminder to recite all the morning and evening du'as that are recited in the madrasa after Fajr and after Maghrib Salah for our protection and other aspects. Secondly, within the home, recite A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq 3 times. And Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samai wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim 3 times. And after reciting 3 times Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi wa azwaji Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim, or any Durood Sharif that we would like to recite, Suratul Qadr, that is Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr 3 times, and also Surah Fatiha 3 times. And then after that, there are 6 such ayats in the Quran and Majid that contain the word Shifa. These ayat be read 3 times each. The 6 ayats will be recited. The first is in the 10th para in Surah Toba, ayat number 14, وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. This is the first ayat. The second ayat appears in the 11th juz, Surah Yunus, ayat number 57, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. The third ayat appears in the 14th juz in Surah An-Nahl, ayat number 69, يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْبَانُهُ فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. The fourth is an ayat that appears in the 15th juz in Surah Bani Israel, ayat number 82, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The fifth is an ayat that appears in the 19th juz in Surah Al-Shu'ara, ayat number 80, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And the last is an ayat that appears in the 24th juz in Hamim As-Sajda, ayat number 44, which is قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءٌ. I will be repeating these 6 ayat just for quick reference and for recitation purposes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء. Thereafter recite 3 times Durood Sharif and then make dam or blow into the water or the food that we eat and consume that food or those drinks. This prescription has been prescribed by Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala. Other than this, we should make dua for our protection and also for the protection of others, whether it be our neighbors, people that are living on our street, our town, our neighborhood. And remember that when we make duas for others, then farishtas make say ameen upon the dua and respond by saying walaka mithlu dhalik, that for you is similar to what you have asked for your brother. So therefore, making dua for others, is actually making du'as for ourselves. And the next aspect is to remain in the condition of wudu as far as possible when emerging from the home and leaving the home, especially. I'll try and leave with wudu. And if there's a need to renew our wudu wherever we are, then the first possible place that we can get to renew our wudu, that wudu should be made. Also, the dua that should be recited when leaving the home, one is Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Recite this dua when leaving the home, and together with that, Bismillah alladhi la yadhurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'u al-'alim. A'udhu bi kalimati الله التامات من شر ما خلق. Recite these du'as when leaving home, also when boarding our conveyance, be it a vehicle or whatever, and also when getting to our destination, recite these du'as as well. Bismillah alladhi la yadhurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'i wa huwa as-sami'u al-'alim. A'udhu bi kalimati Allah التامات من شر ما خلق. And upon our return, when boarding the vehicle and when reaching the home, recite these du'as again. Have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is nothing happens without the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When eating food, and especially when it is collectively, then we can also recite this dua. Bismillahi thiqatan billahi wa tawakkulan alayh. Bismillahi thiqatan billahi wa tawakkulan alayh. Bismillahi thiqatan billahi wa tawakkulan alayh. And if you come to know of others that are infected with this type of disease or sickness, then we should also recite this dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi aafani mimma btalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. And if the person is not in front of us, if he is elsewhere, if he or she is absent, then we can also recite Alhamdulillah alladhi aafani mimma btalahum bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. If the person is in front of us, Alhamdulillah alladhi aafani مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. However, if someone is in front of us, then this dua should not be recited aloud to make the person feel uncomfortable, but rather recite it softly. But other than that, if the person is absent, then we can recite it aloud. الحمد لله الذي عافاني مما ابتلاهم به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all His special protection. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.